U.S. regulators are disputing the finding of a cancer-causing soda. This is Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper and Pepsi-Cola. There are a number of groups that said that they had a chemical in them that was causing cancer.
Well, let's look at this a little bit in more detail. This is called 4-MI, or 4-methylimidazole. It's used in coloring, caramel coloring in colas. It's been tested since the early 50s. And in fact, the limit set by the Food and Drug Administration on its rodent cancer-causing properties, meaning rats, is 250 parts per million. So that means quite a small amount. And they found 0.4 parts per million in these cans of soda, 0.4 versus 250. Yes, it's cancer-causing in rodents. If the rodents eat 5 grams of this stuff a day, Steve, that is equivalent to 700 grams a day per person, or the equivalent in weight of 3 boxes of Kraft dinner of this particular compound per day. And considering that 99.99% of all the naturally occurring carcinogenic compounds that cause cancer in rats, they are, again, naturally occurring, you have to keep this into context because, frankly, there's a great menu. It's called the Holiday Dinner Menu. I'm going to post this on my website that shows all the foods that you would eat for a Thanksgiving dinner and all the chemical compounds that naturally occur in that are known carcinogens, and yet we do not even think of them because our body handles them very easily because they're in minute amounts. Anything could potentially give you cancer if you eat too much of it. And the point, again, is that when you have scare tactics like this that essentially say you have a cancer-causing agent in there, it misleads the public because it doesn't give you the fact that you need to have huge quantities of this every day for a long time before it even does anything to you.
The scare tactics that you're talking about come from an organization called the Center for Science in the Public Interest. Pretty impressive name.
It's an impressive name, but there's lots of impressive names like environmental defense and all this other stuff that comes out with this, frankly, garbage all the time.
Yeah, the FDA says if you were going to get anywhere close to what the rats were given, you'd be drinking thousands of cans of soda per day.
That's exactly right. It's the same scare that we get with aspartame and the other sweeteners where they say, oh, you know, it's cancer-causing. Yeah. 80 cans of soda per day might do that to you, but 1 or 2 cans of soda, even 10 cans of soda, is not going to do what they're telling you it's doing. Eat a cherry tomato and you'll have worse risk.
And I'm just quoting here from the FDA spokesperson. A consumer would have to take over 1,000 cans of soda per day to reach the doses administered in the studies cited by the Center for Science and Public Interest. Okay, thank you, doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.